All right. Welcome. Okay. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos in the sixth parak. It says there's 48 ways to acquire Torah. So for the rest of the year, we're going to be dabbling into that Mishnah and discussing one idea from the Mishnah. I apologize, I have a little bit of a sore throat. Bear with me. So if you don't like that Mishnah, you're probably not going to want to come back because that Mishnah will be getting front and center. What's amazing about Torah and Judaism as a whole is there's so many different avenues that you can do that excite you. It could be, for some it's davening, for some it's learning, for some it's chesed, for some it's tefillin, for some it's benching, you know, whatever. Probably not so many of it's benching, but you know, in theory. In theory it's benching. There's so many different ways. So the Mishnah here gives you 48 ways that you can acquire Torah. And some will speak for others, and some will speak more for others, and some will speak less to others. Okay. And there'd be no surprise if you were to ask someone what's the first way, and you go through enough years of yeshiva, of education, the first thing that comes up is Talmud. It's learning, not such a chiddush. There's a lot of mefarshim that explain what exactly does it mean, Talmud. So it's a vague term. Our Chaver David who joined us, he's a Talmud Chacham. So he's really what we're talking about in this Mishnah. But many explain it to mean Gemara. But I think on a much more simple level, again, doesn't have to only be Gemara that we learn. There's so many different ways to be Kona Torah that it's really just learning. Just go into the base medrash, take any sefer, you go through this pile. Okay, maybe it shouldn't be piles, not so chubad, but you go through any pile, you pick up a sefer, you learn it, and now you're acquiring Torah. You're making a real roshim, a real mark in your life, by no pun intended, by any form of learning. And the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, the first parak, the second Mishnah, Shimon HaTzadik said, the world stands on three things. And the first thing they say that the world stands on is Torah. So it doesn't have to be that you have to be learning Maseches Yevamos, 17 hours a day to have that kinyan. Whatever it is that speaks to you, whatever form of Talmud, whatever form of learning it is that speaks to you, that's what you should do. And by doing that, you're acquiring for yourself a major, major kinyan. And it's so important to have a plan. That's why a lot of times it's very overwhelming because, I did say pick up any sefer. So David after this is going to be, his plan all along really wasn't to be here. But then his plan was at like 2 o'clock he's going to hit the gym or he's going to hit the Netflix or he's going to hit whatever. And now after this, maybe he'll be a little bit inspired or an ounce inspired or be like, the guy had like laryngitis. So, the fact that he was speaking, I should take something out of it that he was giving something, some effort. And he's going to go back. I don't know what I have. Amen. He's going to go back into the base medrash and he's going to look like, there's so many sparim here. What am I supposed to do? So pick any, but it's overwhelming. All right, let's fix the air. It's overwhelming, but we have to be excited. We have to make that kinyan. There's a great story with the Vilna Gaon, with the Gra. It's an amazing story. So the Gra was known for his incredible, incredible hasmada, his incredible knowledge of Torah. He, think about like anyone, any Rebbe you've ever had, it was impressive. And then combine every rabbi in the world that you know is impressive, and together they're not equaling what the Gra was. The Gra was a walking Torah. He literally knew everything. And he had a chaver. Sometimes you're always interested, like who are Gedolim's friends, He had a chaver. And the chaver was saying to him, I don't get it, Vilna. I don't get it. When we grew up, we weren't so different. I was really impressive. You were really impressive. When it came to Shidduchim, it wasn't like such a dapper portion that the top girl would go to you. Like sometimes it would come my way. Like we were both really, really impressive. But like now we look at ourselves, you become the Vilna Gaon. You're like you're the Gadol Ador. And I'm whatever. I'm the accountant. I'm not, no one's talking about me like who. I mean, the point of the story is he's a friend. We don't know his name.
It's because he went to YU.
Oh, this has been going on by Eudora. Oh. You can't have that. He's a newcomer. Right, it's 5 minutes in. Hopefully no one will get to that point. So the guy says, or the Vilna Gaon said to him, you know the Gemara that says if you learn 100 times? Yeah. And then if you learn 101 times, it's like on such a different level. He's like, yeah. So the Gra asked him, do you believe in that Gemara? He's like, you know, come on. I'm not a Shana'av guy. I'm not a heretic. I believe in all the Gemaras. So the Gra said to him, fascinatingly, he said to him, you know, I was always intrigued by that Gemara. I never knew what it meant. And I tried it. And I saw what I became. And it was through that 100 first time, that extra effort. That's how he became the Vilna Gaon, through constant effort, through constant learning. If you ever think about it, when somebody knows a lot, what do we call the person? Like when you talk about Rasif, you say the Chacham, you say the Talmud Chacham. In general, we say they're a Talmud Chacham. Why do we say they're a Talmud Chacham? Because they're Talmud, they're always learning. They're not just a Chacham. So the Gra took that to be literal. It's like you have to always be learning. You have to do the 101st, 102nd, 1,000, 1 million, whatever amount of times he got to. But you're constantly learning. There's never enough. It's never like, you know, I put in a good day. You know, I went 1 year to Leva Torah. You know, I even showed up some of the times. So like some of the shiurim. Like Rav Beasley didn't have to send me a text. Like you're not a night here. Okay, and I wasn't on his special broadcast list. Who got those messages? But it's not enough. It's constant. We have to constantly be, you know, more and more. The Kahati in his payers, and he doesn't go into so much on this Mishnah, but when he defines what Talmud means, his the Iker thing that he talks about is Hasmada. You have to have Hasmada because in order to become, that's the whole point with the Gra, in order to become a Talmud Chacham, in order to become somebody who, even just knowing something, it comes through Hasmada. It can't just be, you know, a lot of people, you know, I don't know if people still say this, but, you know, back in my day, and I'm not so old, but, you know, 15 years ago, you come to yeshiva, what's your goal? I want to learn how to learn. I don't know if that's still someone's goal. It might very well not be the goals anymore. But imagine that your goal, you want to learn how to learn. I want to know anything. I want to have any knowledge. You don't get knowledge in a vacuum. It doesn't work that way. Everything comes through hasmada. How much effort are you putting in? How much, when you look at the people who are, you know, in the yeshiva or in general in life, who are very successful in learning or anything, it's through mass effort. You know, I didn't become the top cardiologist in the state because, you know, I happened to know, you know, I got a 5 in the AP bio in high school. That wasn't how I became that person, but it was through, I don't know, maybe they don't have APs in Australia, but it was through tremendous effort, through tremendous hasmada that you wanted to be the best that you could be. You know, the story I heard once, you have two guys. One guy, he's a cardiologist. He has 1 hour a day to learn. The other guy, you know, he's a 35-year-old colo guy. He's got 15 hours a day to learn. The guy who's got an hour to learn every day, every single day, 1 hour, learning 60 minutes in an hour. His phone is off. No one's distracting him. He's not thinking about, you know, are the Knicks going to beat the Pelicans? He's not thinking about anything else. The only thing he's thinking about is his learning. And sometimes he even pushes himself. He learns an hour and 5 minutes, an hour and 8 minutes, but that's it. Then he goes home, goes, spends some time with his wife, has dinner, goes to bed, or maybe early in the morning he learned, but he only has that 1 hour. The guy who learned 15 hours a day, Mordechai, how many hours do you think that guy learns?
3.
We'll go 10 even, Mordechai. That's a bad call, guy learning 3. He learns 10 hours a day. Who's doing better? On the naked eye, you say, okay, 10 hours is still better than an hour and 5. You know, I might not have been in the top math class, but, you know, I know 10 is higher than 1. You know, my son the other day in the park, he found 10 shekel. If I only find 1 shekel, he's ahead of me. He found 10 shekel. Every day he asks where his 10 shekel is. He's very proud. He has 10 shekel to his name in cash. 10 is higher than 1. But the guy who's learning an hour is much better than the guy who's learning 10 hours because the guy who's learning 10 hours is bottling. He's doing this. He's doing that. He's not working hard. But the guy who's learning 1 hour is taking advantage of every minute. He's understanding that I have to be Konet Talmud on what my time that I have. And I'm making the most of my time. It also happens to me, if you're a Kol guy, who's got 15 hours and you're only learning 10 and you're wasting 5, that's probably really, really unproductive and could be geneva also. So, you know, just getting into those questions. But the 1 hour, that's making the most of your time. That's a guy like, I'm being Kona Talmud. I'm being Kona learning. I'm going to know things. You know, I'm going to go. So where are you going next year?
Machlokas
Achrona. But let's just say, for argument's sake, you make a terrible decision and end up not being shown a bet. You know, sometimes people do that. You know, maybe no one in this room, but sometimes people do that. And you know, you're back in your wherever you are, and you're taking the really hard classes, and you only have an hour a day to learn. But if you're making sure you're learning those 60 minutes in that hour, that's incredible. That's an incredible level of smut, and then you're doing the best towards your capability. Now, we could say, anyway, that might not be the best option for next year, and we'll talk about that. But you know, you got to. It really is all about the quality, and it's about making the most of those moments. Now, I never actually heard this, but I've heard this until about a year ago, and now everyone throws out this line. You talk about daf yomi. I never actually even thought about this, but there's two words in daf yomi: daf, page; yomi, day. Okay, I get it. Every day you learn a page. I got it. Didn't think much of it, but I've heard a lot of people throwing this out recently that when it comes to daf yomi, the ikar is the yomi and not the daf. Now, for a number of reasons. Number one, we don't really, most people don't remember the daf, so if that's the ikar, you suck at your job. Number two is that the yomi is really what matters, because it's every day, no matter what. And I, you know, to me, some of these stories you hear, people, and I see it also, people at 5:15 in the morning going to a shir. Now, also, it happens to be like, you know, if the yeshiva wanted to solve the shacharis crisis, you start the daf yomi before shacharis. That's how you solve the shacharis crisis, because once you go to a daf yomi shir, it also means you go to shacharis. Because I've never seen a person who goes to the daf yomi shir and then's like, nah, I'm not going to also do shacharis, like, or marv. Like, you know, the two go together like noodles and ketchup, or peanut butter and jelly, you know, whatever, or meatballs and spaghetti, you know, whatever it might be, they go together. And the reason that the yomi is so significant is that it means, you think about it, a guy told me this over a year ago when we were still before Corona. A guy told me he went through Shas for the sixth time when they finished last time. I'm like, oh, that's pretty impressive. But then what he told me, which really blew me out of the water, is he said he's never missed a day of doing Daf Yomi. Okay, so, you know, 10 over 1, you guys do the math. So I did the quick math. That's 45 years. Imagine that. No, none of us are at 45 yet, but imagine for 45 straight years, every single day you did a daf, an hour, half hour, 45 minutes, an hour, whatever amount of time you take. And I've talked to the guy. He's not holding. He's not a bucking in shots. You know, it's not like he answers a shabbat. He knows everything. This guy, like, he barely knows anything, but it doesn't matter. For 45 years, the yomi, every single day, the limud, and he's been Kona Talmud. To whatever extent it is, but he's been Kona, the Hasmada, the fact that Torah is a part of my life. When we're going to die, you know, I don't know, you shouldn't think about it so much, because it's not great to think about such, you know, scary things, and we have a long time till we're going to die. But you kind of wonder, assuming that we're not heretics and we believe there's a next world and we believe that we'll have a date with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem's going to ask you a bunch of questions. Luckily for us, we have the Babylonian Talmud, and we have the Gemara in Shabbos, where it has, I think, the 6 questions that Hashem's going to ask you. And one of the questions that Hashem's going to ask you is, do you set aside time every day to learn? Because Hashem understood, you know, when the world was created and back when the Gemara was written, that eventually, we weren't going to have the Rabbi Akiva Eggers of the world, but we were going to have an idea of Daf Yomi, an idea of, you know, this Yomi, that Yomi, and, you know, this page Yomi, and, you know, this has 6 letters on this, you do 1 letter a day, like, you know, everything being broken down into portions. And Hashem, and they were making it super easy, that you're going to be asked the question, did you set aside time every day to learn? And, you know, you want the answer to be, yeah. And I also want it to be that I set aside time to be Kona Torah. And the way to be Kona Torah is through actually learning Torah. And then also I knocked 2 out of the park. And then when I'm going to be asked the question, well, did you learn every day? Yeah. Of course, I learned every day. And the easiest way to make sure we're going to learn every day is to have is to have goals, is to set aside goals of what it is that I want to accomplish. What is it that I want to do? You know, it used to be, I remember my brother, who's not so old, he's not 45 yet either. He's not so old. I remember when he was in college, he got very excited. They came out with the second art scroll, either Sota or Nedarim. So you think about this, that's like 25 years ago. So going back 30 years ago, there was no such thing as like art scroll Shas. So I think about how much, so either you had two options then. Either really learn how to learn, or you weren't learning. There wasn't an option. But nowadays, you know, you don't have to be, you don't even know how to read. You know, you just go on a million different websites. You go listen to Shiurim. Like, Torah has never been more accessible as it is today. And it makes it even more of an excuse that, yeah, you know, at the end of the day, I'm pretty confident, or maybe not, but I'll be confident enough when I go up to Shemayim, Hashem's not going to ask me, why weren't you the Chasam Sofer? Why weren't you the Vilna Gaon? Why weren't you the Rambam? Because, you know, you gave them the Kalim. I don't have those Kalim. But I'd be so nervous that Hashem's going to ask me, but why didn't you learn more? And I can't answer, well, you know, back in the day, you know, they didn't learn more because I opened up, you know, Choshen Mishpat, and I'm like, what language is this? What's this talking about? But now everything is there. There's no longer excuses. There's no longer, for the first time in the history of the world, there's no excuse. Why weren't you Kona Talmud? Why weren't you Kona learning? Why didn't you learn? And I'll just conclude with this, that perhaps the number, meaning assuming that you want to learn, so the number one, the issue for not learning is I don't want to, but assuming that you want to, the hardest thing is our phone and the distractions in our day. And I haven't done it for all learning, cause, you know, but I'm working on doing that. But I 6 years ago, I took something upon myself that when I did Shnayim Mikra, I would never look at my phone. There would be no interruption through my phone. And Baruch Hashem, we're going on 6 years. I even had a few months ago on a Friday, I went to learn and my wife needed my phone, so I didn't take my phone. And just seeing the difference when, like, you're really, you know, you get out of that orbit. Like, you know, you're no longer thinking about, you know, oh, what message or what email or what WhatsApp or, you know, what I have to do for work or what are we having for dinner or, you know, everything else that goes through our minds, that a phone can be your greatest, you know, it can be your greatest friend. It can really help you. It can also be your greatest enemy, and not even getting into Yisurim. That's what we have Ori here for, to talk to you guys about the harms of the Yisurim, of the phone. But just from a bit of Zman perspective, that you could just waste a lot of time on a phone, and just to really take that home, to, you know, first of the 48, and to look at them, to look up in somewhere in the middle of the sixth parak, different gears of Zman. You know, whether you're a Kahati or a sitter, but what are the 48 ways to acquire Torah? What are things that speak to us? But the first thing is, if we want to acquire Torah, we actually have to learn Torah. You know, it sounds simple and obvious, and it is, but it's, you know, it's a life challenge. But to make that something that we're going to devote ourselves towards, and really, really working very hard and making that a part. And I know and we'll really end with this, knowing for myself that on days, weeks, months where I just can't learn as much for whatever reason, whatever is going on in life, I don't feel the same. Like, there's something empowering to that that time of learning, to that guy who has an hour a day, but he finds those extra 5 minutes. How incredible it is! Like, you know, when David comes to Mincha at 3:27, he's like, you know, 3:27. You know, I could talk to my friends about God knows what, or I can like admire my hair. Or I just open up the safer and I learn for 2 minutes, and then, you know, you look at yourself, you're a different person with those 2 minutes. You really are different than what you were previously. Shkoyach.